Leading the news this morning, Victoria's new Premier Dennis Napthine has a very big job ahead of him to revive the Coalition Government's flagging fortunes. He was sworn in late last night after Ted Baillieu's shock resignation. Now, earlier in the day, the government's knife-edge majority was reduced even further when Liberal MP Jeff Shaw defected to the crossbenchers. The official start of the NRL season is being overshadowed by that continuing investigation into drugs in sport. Up to 14 Cronulla players are believed to have been interviewed by the Australian Sports Anti-Doping Authority. Cronulla is one of six NRL clubs named in a Crime Commission report. Convicted Australian drug trafficker Chappelle Corby has damaged her chances of an early release from a Bali prison. She's refused to attend a compulsory event about ridding the prison of mobile phones, bribery and drugs. Corby is eligible for release in 2017. Four men face court in Melbourne today as part of a police clampdown on outlaw motorcycle gangs. The men were remanded in custody last night. They've been charged with several offences after police raids on 15 properties across Victoria yesterday. And the United Nations says the number of refugees who fled the conflict has now reached 1 million. The UN High Commission for Refugees says half of them are children and is now warning the country is spiralling towards a full-scale disaster. Britain has announced it's sending armoured vehicles and body armour to help the rebels.